You have your Bible, we'll go ahead and be turning to Exodus chapter number 15. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown unto the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him." I want to preach this morning on this thought, if God will be our help, on glorifying God. Amen? On glorifying God. Now, you know the back story of this in Exodus 15. It's a song of Moses and the children of Israel as they come out of Egypt and they come across. And you know the story. If you go back to chapter 13 and begin to read there how God delivered them. And after a while and after through all kinds of plagues and hardships, Pharaoh finally let them go. Praise God, to go out and worship God. So the children of Israel, they leave out and they're heading out. And the Bible tells us that God had a direction he wanted them to go. Amen. And I want to say today, God has a direction he wants us to go to. Amen. He's got a plan and a purpose for your heart and for your life. Praise God. And we just begin to seek his face and allow God, the Holy Spirit, to begin to minister in our hearts and give us direction on the way that he'd have you to go. Amen. Listen, and it's not about following someone else. It's about seeing where God is and getting to where he is. It's about being in the presence of God today. And that's what brings God glory. Amen. That's what makes a difference in your life and mine. But we see the children of Israel, they go out, and as they're going about, and the Lord said that he wouldn't let them go the way they wanted to go. Praise God. He wouldn't let them go through the land of the Philistines, but he direct them the way of the sea. Amen. So when they come to the point, they get to the edge of the sea, and God's with them, and he promised to be with them. He said, "Be with them in a pillar of a fire in a cloud to guide them in the day and in the night." Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that we got that today. In Lord Jesus Christ, he's never changed. He's same yesterday and forever. Praise God. And we thank him for that. But we see that Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he comes after him. He's bearing down on him. The people get down there to the edge of the sea. They don't have anywhere to go. But Pharaoh and his army is behind them, and their horses and their chariots. And in front of them is the sea. Amen. Praise God. So they're caught between, you might say, a rock and a hard place. Praise God. But God begins to minister to the man of God. He begins to speak to Moses, and he begins to give him some direction. Amen. I tell you, we better be careful to bend our ear toward God. We better be careful to be listening when he's speaking to us. I want to say even so to more as you see the day approaching. We're seeking a day, and we're seeing a day when God Almighty is going to need to speak to his people, and he's going to need his people to be listening intently. God wants to help us. Praise God. He wants to give us direction. He wants to get us out of those tight spots. Praise God, that the world tries to put us in. But if we'll trust God this morning, if we'll listen to him intently, he'll speak to you and he'll speak to me. You say, how does he do that? He speaks to us through his word. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And we need to be listening today, children. Amen. Amen. If you'll listen today, praise God, you'll hear from the Lord. He'll speak to you. You say, well, Lord, preacher, does he speak in an audible voice? Praise God, he speaks in a still small voice of the Holy Spirit of God. That's how he speaks to me and you. He speaks to us through the word of God. And as Moses is up there, praise God, standing upon the rock, looking out over the sea, praise God, God began to speak to him. Praise God. And they were afraid. They were fearful. Amen. And God, the reason he put them where they was, he said, if they go through the Philistines and the Philistines comes out to make war against them, he said they might repent and turn back to Egypt. Now, Egypt is a type of the world. Amen. Praise God, and he come out of the world, don't go back. Amen. We're in the world, but we're not of this world. Praise God. Yeah, those born again believers, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we've been separated unto Him. Amen. We ought to be, the Bible says we ought to be a peculiar people. In other words, there ought to be something different about us. Amen. So people ought to be able to look at us and say something, something about this. You know how the children of Israel found favor with the Egyptians when they were getting ready to leave? That they found favor because there was something different about them. Amen. Praise God. They went in there and they began to borrow stuff. They began to ask for stuff, and the Egyptians just loaded them up. They give them everything they had. Amen. Why? Because there was something different about them, praise God. You say, preacher, is that what we're supposed to do? No, praise God, we're not supposed to mooch off everybody else. But praise God, we're supposed to find favor in the eyes of people, praise God, because they see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. Amen. They ought to come to the point they want to see. They see what we have, and they want to know how to get it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see how they come to this place, and they're there at the sea. There's nowhere to go. God moves the fire around, and it cuts the Pharaoh and his chariots off. And God speaks to Moses in chapter 14, verse number 13. It said, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, now watch this, you shall see them again no more forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto children of Israel that they go forward. Amen. I want to say God's not a God that wants us to back up. God wants us to go forward for His glory. Amen. He said, but lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get my honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten my honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and a pillar of a cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord called the sea to go back by strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. Amen. I won't say glory, hallelujah. They wasn't even no mud puddles. I praise God they didn't get their sandals wet and muddy. I praise God, God had already dried it up. I praise God had made a path through the middle of the sea for God's people to tread through dry shod. Praise be to God. The same God that done that for them is the same God that we serve today. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. Praise the Lord. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall up unto them on the right hand and on the left. Don't you know that was a scary situation? Amen. You imagine that sea, God just made a path through the middle. Praise God, enough for those several million people to go through. And on each side was a great wall of water. But praise God, God said, don't focus on the water. Praise God said, just get to looking on the other side. Praise God, and on the other side you'll find peace and contentment. You'll find joy. You'll find a safety and a refuge in the hands of an almighty God. Amen. We got to be careful we don't get caught up and looking to the right and to the left. We need youngins. We need to keep our eyes on God today. Praise His holy name. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, what? The Lord looked unto the host of Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. Now watch what He does. God did this and took off their chariot wheels that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned, and he covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all that the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. Amen. God Almighty knows how to take care of the enemy. Who is our enemy today? Today the enemy is the devil and those nymphs of hell that would so easily beset us. He said, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall in them on the right hand and left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the Lord fed, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Did you see how this plays out? Praise God. They trusted the Lord. They cried out by reason of the taskmaster for 430 years. And finally God sent them a redeemer. Praise God. In Moses. He said, you go down there and you call, you bring my people out to a place that I'll show you. Praise God. It took some effort. It took some trials. It took some conviction. Praise God. I'm glad that there was some people. Praise God. Who was willing to stand with the man of God. And God's man. And he was willing to pursue and to go forward. Praise God. And every time an obstacle beset them, every time the devil throwed up a roadblock, praise God, they hammered her down and they pressed on for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Talk about glorifying God and giving Him glory. Amen. What made a difference in these people? Because they was giving God glory. They was giving God praise for all that He was doing. Amen. What He had done for them. He said when they got on the other side, and they seen the power of an almighty God, when they seen the hand of what God was able to do, what God was capable of doing, what God did do. Amen. Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, just watch and see. And they watched and they saw the mighty hand of God moving, clearing away and making a path. I want to say, youngins, listen to me this morning. The same God that did that for Moses, and he crossed the sea, praise God, it's the same God that can do for you and me today. If we'll just put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, if we won't turn to the right or to the left, but if we'll stay focused, praise God, just like a beagle dog on a bunny trail, praise God, God will bless us and He'll help us, and He'll bring us along, and He'll put us in a place where we can give Him glory and praise all the days of our life throughout eternity. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm talking about glorifying God. They began to lift Him up. He said, I will sing unto thee, for He hath triumphed gloriously. Amen. Who did it? God did it. If there's any good, praise God, if there's any triumph to be had in the world today, it'll be because God did it. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I've been able to do this, and I've been able to do this only by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. As Paul would say, I am what I am, praise, by the grace of God. The God has brought me through. God has put me where I am, and God's going to bring me through, praise God, to a destination that He's predetermined for me and you. The Lord said, I would that you be with me where I would that they be with me where I am. That's where we're going to be one day. Praise God, with the great I am. The Lord Jesus Christ, one day in a little while, praise God, we're going to be in Him. We're going to be in His presence. That's what God longs for us to be. Amen. So what does it mean to glorify God? Amen. He says here in verse number 2, He said, Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. Amen. He said, He has become. That means He wasn't, but now He is. Hello? We need to realize in America today, in our families today, in our homes today, in our churches today, praise God, He wasn't. He hasn't always been our salvation. He's been there to be, but He hasn't always been, praise God, but it's time that He should be. Amen. We need to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, and His resurrection, praise God, and His ascension up on high up to glory to set the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. That's where He's at today. Because He loved us so much that He gave Himself. Praise God. That through him we might be saved. You and I might be saved. We might have that same salvation. You say, well, preacher, he brought Israel out of Egypt. He brought them through all this horror. Brought them through all the plague. Brought them through the sea. Praise God. Hey, the same God that done that for them can do it for you. He said, if we have faith of a grain of mustard seed, we can say unto this mountain, be you removed, be you cast into the sea, and it's gone. Amen. The problem isn't with God. The problem is with us. See, the people were murmuring. They were complaining. Say, oh my goodness, look what you've done. Wasn't there enough graves in Egypt, praise God, that you brought us out here in this wilderness to die? Didn't have much faith, did they? You know, it's easy to ridicule them and put them down, but praise God, I wonder today, how is our faith? Amen. Do we have a faith of a grain of mustard seed? One of the smallest of seeds? Amen. We should have, because we know who God is. But it's not about having a head knowledge, it's about having a heart knowledge. Knowing who He is and recognizing who He is and believing on Him. Amen. Having faith in Him. And it's amazing because He has faith in us. God has faith in you and me to make an informed decision. We have a free will. We're free moral agents. But it's up to us to make an informed decision and choose the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To choose to go with Him. That's why Moses said, still see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Praise God when they seen it. All night long, praise God, that wind blowed and the sea parted. And next morning, it's dry land. They could cross over a dry shod. They said, glory, hallelujah, God did this. Amen. Praise God, I won't say that. Look, just imagine, just look at what God has done for me and done for you. Praise God. He's the Lord is my strength and my song. They had something to sing about. Amen. He said, He's become my salvation. I didn't realize, praise God, what God was going to do till. We don't ever realize what God's going to do till He's already done it. Now, we can anticipate and we can think what we'd like for Him to do. Hello? But we all don't always know what He's going to do till He does it. But praise God, I'm glad that when He does it, we can magnify Him and give Him glory, ain't you? He gives us that opportunity. Amen. So He said, talking about glorifying God, he says in verse number 2, He said, He is my God and I will prepare Him a habitation. My Father's God and I will exalt Him. In other words, what they're saying, they said, we're going to glorify, we're going to give God the glory. We're going to uplift Him, we're going to magnify Him, praise God. That's what He deserves. That's what He desires. Amen? He desires our praise. In the heavens of glory, the cherubims, and praise God, they're praising God. They're saying, holy, 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 all the time. They're lifting up and magnifying God. All around the throne of glory, all around the throne of God, all day, every day. Amen. They're praising God. Why? Because you mean they have to do that? No, they get to do that. Praise God. Magnify and lift Him up and give Him the praise. Amen. So how do we glorify God? Amen. How do we exalt Him and magnify and lift Him up? Amen. What is the meaning of it? To exalt or glorify Him. Now look what they said. There's only one way that we can do that. It's to provide a habitation for it. Amen. I want you to get this morning. I'm going to hurry through this right quickly. To provide a habitation. He said, I will provide Him a habitation. That's a place to dwell. Now we know Israel. You know the story. You know what they've always known. They've always desired to build a temple to worship God. Right now, they're desiring to set up the third temple in Israel, in Jerusalem, praise God, so that they can worship God in that third temple. Amen. It said that and I will prepare Him a habitation. And that's what they want to do. They want to prepare Him a habitation, a place where the presence of God can be manifest. Amen. And that's a wonderful thing. We have a church place, God, where we meet together, and it should be a place of habitation for God. It should be a place in the presence of God where we come to meet with Him. But I want to say, praise God, God is speaking to us here in Exodus chapter 15. And He said, you know, the God of our fathers and our God needs a place of habitation. He needs a place where His presence can be. That place of presence, praise God, it's not in a temple in Jerusalem, praise God. It's that place in me and you. So the answer to this, how do we truly glorify God? We offer ourselves as a place of habitation. We offer ourselves, praise God, is a home for God. That's what that literally means. That habitation means a home, a place to dwell. Amen. Now I know in our smallness, we just slow down here a minute and get you to think about this. In our smallness, we don't think of ourselves as being able or worthy of being a habitation, a home, a place for God to dwell. And we're not within ourselves. But God, in His grace and His mercy, through Christ and through the Holy Spirit of God, creates in us a place of habitation for Him. Amen. A place where we can rejoice and glory and give God praise all the days of our life. Amen. So see, we make ourselves that place, that home for God. Amen. You feel like a place where God can dwell, where His presence is real today? It ought to be. If you're a child of God, praise God, it ought to be. You say, preacher, how do we get there? I'm glad you asked. That through the levels of our spirit, the spirituality, praise God, that we can attain to. Amen? That we should be growing up, and growing closer day by day. Amen? Just like little children. Hello? If our little children didn't progress and they didn't grow a little bit every day, then we'd be backing up, wouldn't we? Amen? And the same goes for the children of God. We ought to be growing, praise God, growing up and progressing just a little farther every day, every week, every month, every year. Amen. For we are at habitation for Him. You say, how do you do that? By getting to know Him. Amen. The Bible says in the volume of this book, this special King James Bible, it's written of Him. That we can know Him. Amen. You say, Pastor, why is that so important? Because He knows everything about you. Hello. Come on now. He knows everything about you and I. Amen. Everything about us. There's nothing hid that He don't know about. Amen. He knows everything about us. Praise God. And so we need to get to know Him, and we need to really get to know ourselves. Now listen to me. As Christ sees us, as God the Father sees us, as the Holy Spirit sees us. Amen. Remember I said there's nothing hid from Him. He knows all about us today. So if you're here today, praise God, ain't nothing He don't know about you. He knows what you do in private. He knows what you do in the open. Amen? Everything. Listen to me this morning. Just because you sneak out behind the woodshed and do it don't mean God don't see it. Hello. Come on now. He sees it, praise God. He knows where you're at. So we need to get to know Him, and we need to get to realize that He knows our, that we get to know ourselves as He sees us. Amen? That's what we need to do. So we need to make ourselves a place, a home, a habitation for God. Amen? And we need to act to act in love and kindness to others. Amen. Praise God. In the way that we perform before Him, you know you're a performer. Amen. I bet you, I guarantee you God likes a whole lot when He looks down on us, Brother Bill. Amen. The shenanigans that we do and the things that we do as human beings. Amen. Praise God. I guarantee God likes a whole lot. He sees our shenanigans, praise God, but He loves us anyway. But when we come to the point and we should begin to show loving kindness to a lost and dying world, praise God, when we begin to perform those acts of kindness that bring glory and honor to God, amen, things begin to happen. I was thinking about that. You remember the story of Abraham? Abraham, the Bible said that he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Oh, Father Abraham believed God. Amen. Can you imagine that? We have a trouble today believing God. That's what's the problem in most of our places today. We just don't believe God. We don't believe that He can. We don't believe who He is. We don't believe what He wants to do. And we don't believe how much He loves you and how much He cares for you. Amen. But we see, oh, Father Abraham, praise God. And you remember when about the time in Genesis, let me just show you, in Genesis chapter 23, The Bible said, come down to the time that Sarah, Abraham's wife, would die. She'd go out of here. And she is 120 years old. 127 years old. And she died. And Abraham goes, he's in Hebron. Sarah dies, and Abraham, he mourns and he weeps over his wife that's gone. And he's a stranger in Hebron. And he goes to the children of Heth, the Hittites. And he begins to look for a place to bury his dead. Verse number 4, he said, I am a stranger and sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham and said unto him, now watch this. He said, hear us, my Lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchers, bury thy dead. None of us will withhold from thee his sepulcher, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. Amen. Praise God. There was something different about Abraham, God, that praise God, that got their attention. Abraham was a godly man. And the Bible says that Abraham believed God and is counted to him for righteousness. There was a rightness in Abraham. I wonder today, we look around, there's not a whole lot of rightness in this world today. Matter of fact, there's a whole lot of wrongness. Amen. Amen. People's calling wrong right, right wrong. Amen. But it says, it's old father Abraham, praise God, in his interaction with the Hittite, praise God, in a place to bury Sarah. Praise God, Abraham, his person was personified in the eyes of the Hittites. God began to manifest himself through old father Abraham. Amen. Through his conduct, how he conducted himself. He said, you're a prince. You're a prince with us. Praise God. You find favor in our eyes. And the Bible says that Abraham, he stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. Amen. Praise God. What did he do? He showed some loving kindness. He showed some respect for these people. Praise God. And they honored and respected him for it. We're living in a day in our place, God. We cannot glorify God, even though He should be inhabiting us, if we don't show love and respect to our neighbor. Hello? Amen. We're out of control. We're out of hand. Amen. He showed it with His holiness, with His conduct. He showed it with His holiness. Abraham was a holy man. He was wholly trusting in the Lord God Almighty. Praise God. Amen. Not only was a holy man, praise God, but he was a spiritual man. He had a spirituality about him, praise God, that the Hittites recognized. Praise the Lord. They asked him for a burying place. They said, he says, yes. And I said, we'll give it to any of our scepters. They're yours. Wherever you want to bury, praise God. He said, I want somebody place to bury out of my sight. Abraham says, yes. He communed with them, saying, if it be your mind, I should bury my dead out of my sight. Hear me, verse number 8. And entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zahor, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of the fish field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dealt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the people of Heth, children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of the city, saying, nay, my Lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I thee. Bury thy dead. Amen. Praise God. Abraham found grace in the eyes of the people, praise God, because he had found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land, and he spake unto Ephron in the audience of people of the land, saying, but if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham and said unto him, my Lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury thy dead. Amen. He said, it's worth 400, that's $260 in today's currency thereabout. He said, that's what it's worth. But he said, what is that between you and me? He said, I don't expect that. He said, just go ahead. It's yours. Bury your dead. Amen. Pound of honor. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephraim, and Abraham weighed out to Ephraim the silver which he had named the audience the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money, with the merchant. Amen. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was there, therein, and all the trees that were in the field and that were in all the borders round about were made sure. Amen. Praise God. And unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth before all that went in at the gate of the city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of Machpelah before Mamre, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. Praise God. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth. Abraham found favor, praise God, because there was something different about him. He had a presence of God. Praise God, they recognized it and they honored that presence. Amen. I wonder what's happening to the world today. What's wrong with America today is we don't have a presence in God in our hearts, in our lives, in our churches, in our homes. Praise God, that folks can see and honor today. Used to, an old drunk, as he passed by the church house, he'd get plumb over on the other side of the road and take his hat off as he went by. They was honor and respect for the house of God. Amen. But because there's no honor and respect by the people of God, from the people of God, they don't have a respect for the house of God. Amen. But we see a loving kindness, praise God, that makes a difference. Praise God. And then we see the approach, praise God, to be given the glory. To give him the glory of God that he deserves. Amen. Praise God. It's creating a space where God can dwell. A place where God's presence is welcome. We're talking about a physical place. Amen. God is spirit. Praise God. Knows that worshiping must worship in spirit and truth. Praise the Lord. And we've got to make a place in your life, in my life. Listen to me this morning. Let me just say this. It's not sufficient. It's not good enough that Mama and Papa love the Lord. It's not sufficient that Mama and Daddy love the Lord. You have to love the Lord and you have to make a place for Him in your heart. Amen. You have to make a physical place, praise God, where God can come into you and sup with you and you with Him. And when you sup with Him and Him with you, you'll be fed, praise God, from manna that's out of this world. Praise God. It don't get no better than that. So we see a place of a physical presence. We see a place of a spiritual presence. Amen. Where the Spirit of God have His right of way. A place where the presence of God can dwell. Amen. Do you feel today, do you know today that there's the Spirit of God, praise God, is dwelling in you? Amen. That everywhere you go, there He is. You don't get away from Him. You don't want to. Amen. I want to say that if you're a born again child of God, praise God, you can't get away from Him. He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there with you. I know that's a scary thing, right? Because we're humans and we live in this flesh. But God Almighty is God, praise God. He loves us. He knows how we are, but He loves us anyway. So we see how, praise God, things begin to move. We see the creating a space is a necessity, praise God, for a child of God. Amen. Praise God. The embodiment of a divine attribute from God. Where God moves in, praise God. He brings that living testimony we have of God's presence in our lives. You may be sitting here this morning. I thought about this all day yesterday. Amen. You may be sitting here this morning. You don't know. You don't have a clue what I'm talking about. You don't know nothing about, praise God, the presence of God in your life. The presence of the Holy Spirit, praise God, that should be real and alive in your life. Amen. When Jesus went out, they were troubled. Amen. But He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So God gives us a place, a hope. He said, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you where you are. He said, don't be troubled. Don't be upset because I'm going to be with you. He said, it may seem like I'm gone, but praise God, I'm not. He said, I'm going to pray to Father, and He's going to give you another comforter that's going to be with you continuously. will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. A testimony. I'm going to give you a testimony of His presence in your life. God's glory. I mean, how do we have that? How do we know about that presence? We know about, praise God, through the actions that we have. And the reactions. Amen. What we do for God's glory. What we recognize unto Him. Amen. We know it through our actions. We know it through the kindness that God puts in us. Hello? That old bitterness and spitefulness and hatefulness, praise God, God gets rid of. And praise God, if I had any of that in me, praise the Lord, I'd say, Lord, here I am. And I ain't going to get up from here, praise God, till You take it away from me. I want You to put in that peace that passes understanding. I pray that You put in that encouragement that'll help me all the days of my life. I want to recognize Your presence. I want to have that kindness, praise God, in my life. You know what it takes to have that? It takes an unwavering commitment to the Lord. Amen. Hello? Let me say it again. It takes an unwavering commitment unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to make a commitment to Him. Say, Lord God, I know that You're God. And I know that You're able to do all things. And through those, through that testimony that I have in my heart, Lord, I know that You are the Lord of my life, praise God. And I want You to take control, take charge of my life. Amen. So that You can get the glory. That's how we glorify God. We glorify God by His presence in us. Amen. And then the world begins to see it. It's to begin to reflect Christ in you. Praise God. Christ in what we do. He said, do all things is unto the Lord. We start doing those things to bring glory to God. That's how God's glorified. Amen. I don't want to do nothing, praise God, that'll break the heart of God and make Him sad. Hello? I want to do those things, praise God, that'll glorify God, that'll bring glory to His name, that'll uplift and magnify my Lord and my Savior. A kindness and a hope and an attitude, praise God, a change of attitude. The help and a hope that we need, praise God, through Christ our Savior, that He lives in us and all is well. Amen? That we begin to reflect Christ in all that we do. Amen? A relationship. That's what He was talking about. He said, we prepare Him a habitation. Amen? He said, He's my God. He's my Father's God. And I will exalt Him. He said, my fathers did. My papa did. My mama did. Mom and daddy did, praise God. He said, you know what? I'm just going to follow in line. I'm just going to give God glory too. Amen. I'm just going to praise God. I'm going to glorify God. Amen. I'm going to magnify Him because of His presence in me. I told you before, I can't do what I used to do. I can't do what this old flesh would like to do. Amen. You say, preacher, you mean these things that your flesh like to do? Praise God, it's not pleasing God. Absolutely. These things, every one of us, praise God, would like to do it, but we know it wouldn't be pleasing to God, so we don't do it. Hello? We don't do it because it would break God's heart. Amen. So it comes in one ear and we just push it right on out the other. Amen. We don't entertain it. We don't do it no more, praise God, because God, it would break His heart and make Him sad. Amen. So by glorifying God, by giving Him a place of His presence so we can worship Him, praise God, magnify Him, glorify Him, sing songs of praise Him to like the children of God did when He brought them through. Me and you can do the same thing, praise God. We can come, like old Father Abraham, we can become princes and princesses of God. I says Abraham was a prince of God. Amen. That's what the Hittite said. You're a prince unto us. A prince of God. We can be princes. We can be princesses of God today. Praise God. Amen. When we carry the presence of God in our hearts, take it with us wherever we go, praise the Lord. Carry it in our hearts, carry it in our minds. Amen. Giving God glory and praise, singing a song unto Him. Amen. We get up here and sing. We're not just singing to hear ourselves. We're singing praises unto the Lord. Amen. Josh, we're giving God praise. We're lifting up our Savior. We're lifting up our God in heaven. Thanking Him and praising Him for all His magnificent goodness to us while we're walking through this journey of life here on this planet. Amen. And when we do that, praise God, we're radiating to the whole world Christ Jesus, our Savior. We're showing the whole world, praise God, that there's a presence of God in you and in me. Amen. That's what they was doing. They come out on the other side of that. They were shouting, and everybody that was in that land saw them. And they said, man, they something different about them Israelites. Ain't something peculiar about them folks. Amen. Praise God. They're rejoicing and they're praising. They're giving God glory. They tore out a frame. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we ever get like that again, there'll be a Holy Ghost revival stirring in this land. Be a revival stirring in the nation, praise God, when God begins to be glorified. When God begins to get praised. But you know what? We take Him for granted so many times. We take Him for granted all the things He does for us, and sometimes we just take it for granted. We say, well, boy, what a blessing, you know, that was. It just that I was able to. No, it wasn't you. It was God. We begin to thank Him and give Him praises for all that He's doing for us. Amen? That's glorifying God. That's offering Him a place and a presence, amen, where we can realize a closeness to Him and worship Him and give Him glory for what He's done. And He just keeps getting bigger and better all the time. Amen. God just keeps getting better all the time. We're going to need Him. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We're going to need Him more than we ever have before in these last days in which we live. We just need to get ready. How do we get ready? By just giving, go ahead and just praising the Lord. By giving Him glory for all He does. Approaching unto Him. Praise God. With a humble spirit. With a teachable spirit. With an enablement through Him. Praise God. Because He lives in us. Amen. By realizing that Christ in us is that hope of glory. That hope of eternity. That hope and blessed promise that we have. That one day things will be better farther on. Amen. They better now. Praise God, because if you're a child of God, praise God, you're in better shape now than you was when you was lost. Amen. And you get better, amen, day by day with the help of the Lord. When we begin to look for it and expect it, amen, expect God to help us day by day to make us more into the image of self, to reflect Christ in us and through us, praise God, even to a lost and dying world, they can see Christ, that blessed hope of glory. Amen.